I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Trisha.
And we're a dating app success story. Together for 5 years, married for three, with one kid here and one on the way, here to help you swipe right and not wrong.
Welcome to the ASL Pod.
Welcome to Age, Sex, Location. I'm Jimmy, and as always, joined by my gorgeous wife, Trisha.
No, that's me.
Today, we're diving into the age range dilemma. What should you set? When does it get a little creepy? Because it definitely does eventually.
100%.
and you know, should you be exploring maybe expanding your age range? Because I think that's a big problem that some people have.
What are good reasons to explore different age ranges?
Very
aside
good.
From just...
So when you were looking for me, you were 28 at the time.
That we met. I was 28,
there
yes.
we met. Do you remember what your age range was?
Oh, ooh, that's a good question.
Even a ballpark.
I'll say this. I don't even know if I had 28-year-old guys on the age range at that point. I might have started it at like 29 or 30. I don't know. Maybe I did. I would shift things occasionally. You know, you delete the apps, you reinstall them, you shift your preferences a little bit here and there. But I would say I probably had it at, I don't know if my same age would have been the bottom of the rung there, but it was over. It was older. I was not looking for younger men at that
so
point.
I had
dated a younger guy.
So what I'm hearing is you're avoiding telling me how old it goes.
I won't avoid. I'm not, you know, I have a story there as well. And, you know, I had there for a time. So I know I mentioned in earlier episodes that I don't drink. So when I was becoming more and more perpetually single and meeting fewer and fewer qualified, let's call them guys, who got my interest and, you know, held it, I had several people in my life give me the advice that I should look for older guys. Now, I'm going to put an asterisk next to that because at no point did they tell me how much older. So for me, I was like 26 maybe at the time that I pulled this experiment, 26, 27. I think I might have put my age range all the way up to like, the top was at least 45, I think. Maybe 40, 45. I think it was 45.
So when you were 26, like the top age you chose was 45.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone was giving me that advice because their mentality, and they were older.
So
they
were family blaming members, friends.
No,
other
listen,
people.
Listen. I was trying to sort everything out, and they were like, look, you're not big into the party scene. If you're looking at guys your own age, you're probably going to find guys who are going to the clubs every weekend. Why don't you look for older guys who have kind of gotten that out of their system? They've kind of matured past that.
So you
phase.
Heard that as 45.
I heard that as older guys. And so I don't know.
So we're 3 minutes into this podcast. I thought it would take at least 10 before we answered the question of when does it get creepy? And there you have it.
This is the threshold. And I'll tell you what happened. So, all right, like, yes, you're going to meet guys who present themselves very well because they've been in this game and having practice at dating for, I mean.
Because they're 45.
I matched with a guy who was a handsome older gentleman. He had, I remember he told
a steel hip.
No, honestly, I shouldn't even say this, but he might have had some gray hair. But like on a guy, that's
gray
not
hair
terrible.
Can happen at like 27.
Right. Well, that's 27.
Yeah, you listen. You follow fish around
all
for
right.
a few years. That's what happens.
Look, all right. So I remember he worked very high up at like one of the largest streaming, like the music streaming companies, and that's all I'll say. But like, so with an older guy, yes, you get like the guy who presents himself very well and like says all the right things, and he has this great stable job, and it's like, you know, you're not needing to really sort out too much about him. He's got his shit sorted out, or so you'd like to think, or so you'd hope. Although an older mentor of mine once said, like, if they're that age and they have their shit sorted out, they're probably already in a relationship with somebody.
And if they're not, they're not looking for a 26-year-old.
Well, and that was her point. She goes, what in God's name is he doing looking for a 26-year-old girl? And so what wound up happening was I went on one date with this guy. I still remember the outfit I wore. I looked so cute. It was like a black turtleneck sweater and then like a leather cute skirt. And then like little, like, I don't even know what the shoes were, but it was a really cute all black outfit. And I remember it. And so anyway, all I remember in the date is like, yes, he was a good conversationalist. We went and grabbed coffee. Cause again, like I, like we said,
was he talking about the war? all of them?
All of them. He did not on the first date always, but he did, I think maybe once or twice on the first date. These should have been red flags. He referred to me in very doll-like fashion where he said things like, you're so adorable and like how cute and like very like, I felt very like small and I don't know, like I was some sort of like doll or I don't know, or so, like child, honestly, because technically I was, really.
Creepy.
So, right. But I didn't pick up on that until later when, like, we had a second date scheduled. And we didn't kiss at the first date. I didn't kiss him. I think, like, I maybe gave, like, a peck on the cheek and a hug or something outside the subway station. But I remember we had a second date set up. And then I had, like, a really weird feeling. Like, I don't like it when guys come on too strong. Do not send me – and this is going to be really controversial. Do not send me pictures of your dog right away. Because that has happened to me on many occasions, and it freaks me out.
Andrea did not think you were going to say dog, for the record.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
She did not think well, the word dog was coming.
That goes without saying,
but
that is also a relevant D word. Don't send me too early. But don't send me pictures of your dog, because here's why. Is like, for most people, the dog is like your best friend, like your favorite family
this
member.
This also applies to the other thing that Andrea thought you were going to say.
Don't imply I'm going to meet them, because then I start getting cold feet. Like, it's too soon. I don't need to meet your dog. Your dog doesn't need to know I exist yet. And so he was starting to talk about his dog and how his dog couldn't wait to meet me. I had another guy who did that once before. Same deal. Dog. And it freaked me out. And I just started getting, like, these red flags where, like, he kept calling me these, like, little cutesy names that you would refer to, like, a puppy and like a baby and just like really it was weird. And so I got this gut feeling where I was like, I should not go on this date. I also talked to that mentor of mine who is also a woman in her 40s who is well established, married with kids, and she told me, she goes, there is no logical explanation aside from the obvious why a man that age would be looking for a girl that age.
So after that experience,
I canceled the second date saying I was sick, and he was like, well, we were going to go to dinner and have a movie. What if you just came over to my apartment and I like made you soup and we watched a movie? And I kept texting. I was like, no, I'm really not feeling well. And he was like, oh, but the dog can't wait to meet you. And it's like, it was way too much too soon. I obviously never went, because I probably never would have gotten home safely in one piece. And it's like, so I never went. But like after that, I think I knocked the age range down to like 37 or something.
Well, that was
a little more reasonable.
After an experience like that, right, at 28, what do you think your max age range should be?
28. It depends on your life experience, honestly. If you're like 28, but like you just got out of college, somehow you did some like post whatever.
Let me refer to this. You're just starting. Okay.
To date?
Yeah. Like to on the apps. You're not going to have a massive age range, right?
No.
You might tone it down to like 8 years, would you say? 6 years? 10 years?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you expand as you're doing great.
I don't want to say the more desperate you get, but that was kind of the point I was at that point. Was like, I was just like, why am I kind of striking out and I'm willing to try this new approach? But it's like, I would say once you go past 10 years, there needs to be an explanation.
Okay.
Like, and you need to really think about it.
I think the older
your
you get,
cultural references are going to be totally different too. Like even you're 5 years older than me. You say things sometimes that I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. But if we were the same age, you probably still wouldn't know.
That's not accurate at all.
You talk about cooking things. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
That's true.
Like,
that's
you're like, true. Grab the spatula. I'm like, the spatula is not in there. It's in the wash. And you're like, we have 7 spatulas. I'm like, those are called spatulas too? That makes no sense to me. At 28, 36?
I would say you could go up to 37. I mean,
start there, and then maybe how high would you get? 40?
The absolute. I mean, what you need to understand also is, like, once you start getting higher and higher, it's like you're going to come across people who might be great matches for you, might be great people, but they could also be married with children. And is that something that you're willing to take on?
They could be divorced with children.
Or, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, divorced.
I mean, they could be married with children.
Hopefully they're not. One would like to hope that they're not.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not judging anybody.
I'm judging them. Okay. I'll judge that demographic.
So not to stereotype us here, but I go the other way, mm-hmm. you know, as a man. There's a couple reasons for that. So when I was 31, I think I set my age range from like 23 to 33.
You've dated a couple women older than you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that.
Okay.
But to go the reverse. So I remember going, this is when I was living in Manhattan. I was living on the Upper West Side. And I remember going on a date with somebody. She was 23. And I was like, I don't know. And like,
you were 31.
I was 31. And
it's not going to end well.
Listen.
Depending on what you want.
I don't want to be that guy that's like, she was kind of an old soul, like just talking to her, like it seemed like.
Who is she?
You're going to find out. So, you know, we talked about it on the app before we went on the show. You know, you cool with, you know, me being 23? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I really don't care. Let's go out for a drink and see what happens. It turns out.
Oh, no.
She was not 23.
Oh, bless. This sounds like the
defense. She was 19 in a bar with me at 31. So for the first time in about 8 years, I'm paranoid whether or not we're going to get served. And of course, she orders a freaking sidecar like it's 1927.
What is a sidecar?
It's a gin drink from like the 20s.
From like Prohibition era?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. I mean, think about it. Do you see sidecars anymore on motorcycles?
I was going to say, I don't even know what that is. Is it like a train reference?
That's
what it
is. It's a sidecar.
I don't, okay.
Or maybe it is a train reference. I don't know.
I don't know. Look.
I don't know.
You know what? Neither does she. She doesn't know what it is. She just wanted to look mature.
Probably.
She's playing a part.
But this is the danger, right, of, you know, setting your ages.
Yeah.
Listen, from what I got from her, truthfully, she definitely was looking for an older man. She probably should have grew up in the Midwest and gotten married very young. Like, that's kind of where she was. She was probably more mature than half the girls I did date on the apps at that time period of my life. But clearly, I wasn't going to, you know, bar hop for the next 2 years to places that were going to let us in. So to redeem myself a little bit,
yes.
I'm not solely focused that on age. I actually seriously dated girls that were older than me
for long times, right?
Yes. So
or relative to yours.
So yeah, please don't think I just, you know, went, hey, I'm 31, my age range is gonna be 23 to 25. Like, I'm not that guy. It was,
right,
I think it was
right,
23
right.
to 33. Hey, stay the same age. But you know, I think as a man, specifically when that number three gets in front, you know, mm-hmm. when you hit your 30s, you need to have a certain responsibility when you're dating
a woman
in their 30s.
And a certain respect.
I think respect is the right word.
Yeah. Unless it's a mutually casual thing, which some people are looking for, but...
Mutually casual is totally different. I'm talking about a serious relationship where, you know, you're maybe even living together or close to it or whatever. I'm not saying you need to make the decision and you need to, like, kind of, you know... just cut bait or, you know, fish, whatever it is, whatever the saying is, you need to make that decision and make that determination that when you know, and if you have serious doubts, you need to either express them or you need to leave. Because I, you know, had dated some pretty awesome people, but they were in their 30s and, you know, my friends liked them, my family liked them, but they just weren't for me. You know, they weren't you. And... I had to eventually just say, I could probably date this person for another year or 2 years and actually really enjoy it, you know, but I know they're not my forever. And that would be really screwed up knowing that it's a whole other year or it's a whole other 2 years. And now they're back to square one. I'm back to square one. But me being back to square one is a lot less dire because I can just keep my age range 25 to 30. Mm. And, you know,
I think what you're talking about is the fertility aspect. Like the elephant in the room is the woman's fertility declines with age. And
without a doubt. And men just get sexier with age.
Well, so frustrating for so many reasons. No, I remember you telling me about that and why you broke it off with one or two, I think maybe two people who you had been seeing who were older for that reason.
Well, one of them wasn't even older. One of them was just in their 30s with
me. Yeah, okay. Right.
One was older and one was just my age.
Right. And I remember you talking about the one that was longer term and why you did it. And here's my thing is I was once given the advice when you know they're not the one, end it, because you're just wasting their time, your time, you know, whatever. You know, and when you're younger, I don't know, whatever.
I think at 24, that doesn't hold as much water as it does as 34.
That's 100% true. Like, I dated people in college or whatever who I knew I didn't want, you know, whatever, maybe, I don't know. But I think that you raise a really good point is, like, if you're a guy and you're dating a woman, I would arguably even say, like, 28, 29. Because at that point, they're, you know, for me, I was looking for a long-term monogamous commitment. And like marriage and hopefully kids one day. And now I have that. But I agree with you. Had somebody strung me along and like, you know, we'd moved in together and like I'd had all these hopes and these dreams, but they had never really shared that, I think would have left me feel, you know, it would have left me in a different situation. And so I always really respected the fact that when you acknowledged that this person wasn't the right one for you, you said, you know what? How would it feel to be in her position, knowing what her end game is, which is marriage and kids? And then you ended it accordingly. And I always really respected that.
And I think the flip side of that is for a woman, you know, not that I am a woman, but if you're looking for something and you're just not getting it, I think you need to be the one to really look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm X years old, or we've been dating for this many years and he's not giving me what I need. We're not moving in together. There's no talk of the future. At some point you got to just say, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go.
100%.
And I,
you could do what I once did, which was, show him your wedding Pinterest board back when Pinterest was big, prior to any talk of weddings and no ring on the finger. And not surprisingly, that relationship actually happened to end like a month or two after that, if you can believe it.
Well, he clearly hated your idea for a wedding. He was like, I'm not doing that.
I was looking at Farmhouse Chic, which was very trendy at the time. I didn't end up going with it, but I mean, I had friends who got married, you know, at 19 and early 20s. And, you know, still together, still seemingly happy, you know, like, God bless him. Out in the East Coast, I think I noticed a stark difference where it was like, you know, that mentor I've referenced before, she was like 40 when she got married, or like 30, like, you know.
Let me put it to you this way.
And had twins.
I don't know one person that wasn't able to drink at their wedding. Not one.
Yeah, I do.
You know a few.
Right. Right.
I don't know one. Right. I don't know one person that was married before they would have ended college.
Right. But I think, you know, I think what that is it gives people this opportunity. You know, when I talk to friends who got married at 19 or you know, equally young, it's like the resounding thing is we grew up together. Like, we became adults together. We grew together. And like, what I know the process for my growing up between the age of 19 and when I got married at, how old was I? 31. I don't even know. 31. And it's like, that was a really difficult time for me to kind of find who I was and am. And I can't imagine doing that parallel to somebody else with the shared objective that no matter who you become, you have to stay together through that. So I do think for guys, the younger you set as your limit, you're potentially signing on for many more different versions of that woman as she ages and kind of comes into her own. Like, had you met me at 23, first of all, I can tell you right now, I would have scared the shit out of you. You would have gone running for the hills.
I've seen the pictures.
And in that time, you would have had vegan me. You would have had pink haired me. You would have had, you know, yoga, which, look, I love yoga still, but it's like, you know, and not all of them were like super hippie. Like, there were like a lot of phases I went through, you know, so, the entrepreneurial phase where I owned my own business and did all that. It's like you're signing up for a lot more growth the younger that you choose to commit.
But in addition to the growth, what I was getting at earlier was it's not just now these two, you're not just playing with, hey, you were able to meet somebody young, have kids, have part of what you wanted. We're getting to the point now where people are going to hit their 30s and they may not even ever be able to have a kid because of what happened. And that's a totally, I think, heavier consequence than we ever really thought about.
That's a good
about.
Point. Like, would you rather deal with some petty jealousy of a woman in their 20s or like the... You know, the gravity of,
like,
if it doesn't happen with you, it's not going to happen for,
like,
somebody.
I listen, if you don't find your, like, a person you love and want to be with, that's okay. But if you do find a person you love and want to be with, but they don't necessarily want to be with you and they string you along, that's where I draw the line. But that's where I go back to where I stood on those days and with those people. I knew I wasn't going to be around forever. I knew they wanted to have kids. We were perfectly kind of fine in a relationship. Maybe towards the end we really weren't, because it was weighing on me that I needed to end this and I just wouldn't do it. But that's why I ultimately did it, because I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to have that guilt on my shoulders.
What I was going to ask was, in the flip scenario, let's say you have the woman who's older. She has those as goals in her life, but she is with a guy who's kind of stringing her along. What are some symptoms that you're getting strung along by a guy?
Well, I told you, everything's delayed. Everything's long. There's no, you know what I mean?
There's
we're going to get engaged. We're going to move in together, but it never happens. It's not, Trisha, I'm not saying everybody needs to be this fast, but I bought the ring after 6 months with you, 8 months with you. We were engaged 11.
6 months, because we moved in at 6 months.
Yeah, then it was 6 months.
Yeah.
We were engaged 11 months.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm not saying you need to do that. I knew what I wanted.
Right.
Okay? Now, maybe some people aren't as confident, and that's totally understandable.
Right.
But 5 years is a long time.
Yeah.
3 years in your 30s is a long time. You know who you are, and you know what you're looking for at that point in time.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So when you're setting your age range, what you need to do is you need to do it with a serious intention. You can't just throw a number out there to try to get as many people as possible. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So understand what you're looking for. Go for what you're looking for. You don't have to be super narrow, but I would say be narrow and then maybe expand on it. Maybe then try a year older, a year younger, 2 years older, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say make sure you're doing it for the right reasons, not just to throw an age range out.
Right, and don't do it with the thought in mind, like, well, maybe my soulmate is 12 years older than me. I should expand it just in case. And it's like, that's not how this is going to work. Like, it's not going to work that way. And so you should just put out there, in your ideal world, what would you like it to be? What do you think is a compatible age range to the life you're looking to build with somebody? And go from there. And if you need to expand it out one way or the other, you might get there. But today, what do you want and who do you see that future with?
You've described it to me as you want to, in this situation, you want to be the rule, not the exception. At least start that way. And I think that's a really eloquent way of
putting it. Abide by, yeah. Yep.
That being said, hit us up on ASLpod@gmail.com. Let us know. The ASLpod at gmail.com. Any questions about this or comments, whatever you think. 5 stars. We need the stars. Get us the 5 stars. Rate us.
If you think we deserve it, which we do.
I don't care. 5 stars.
Rate honorably, but generously.
And hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. It's the ASL Pod. We're answering questions on all those platforms as well. And we're putting out funny content on TikTok. And all of our Instagrams, you can get to all of our Instagrams from the ASL Pod.
Yep.
And so Trisha and I... obviously are active on those as well. If you want to ask us, you know, if you want to ask me a man-to-man question, you know, that's where you can find me. All
right? Ladies, stay out of his DMs.
No, I told you what I'm going to do. Somebody sends me a message, I'm just going to carbon copy
CC
it.
Me.
CC you.
CC your wife.
And I'll say, you tell me.
Hi,
what do you want to
honey.
Do?
Oh, bless your heart.
Anyway, that's all we got. Remember, 5 stars at theaslpod@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.